Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. Yes, it's the 18th of February and it's corresponding to the Islamic date of the 8th of Jamadul Ula, and time is really going by so quickly. Well, I'm Sister Amara and Antiquary Chai Prime, and myself will be in your company up to 11 a.m. Assalamu alaikum, Antiquary Chai. Good to have you back again.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's nice to be back on air again.
And Antiquary, time is going by so quickly. We've got basically, we won't even count February. We can say March, April and May. We've got 3 months left before we actually go on to the month of Ramadan.
Definitely. And the time is really, really flying by.
Really, very quickly. And it's like, you know, keep us alive to spare and see us to see this Ramadan. Inshallah.
Ameen.
Inshallah. Well, a bumper-packed program coming your way this Thursday morning. We're going to commence with It's My Biz campaign, which we're running here at Radio Islam, and tips on how to do grocery shopping on a budget. Thereafter, it's competition time. Well, I have 3 recipe books to give away, and the recipe books were sponsored by Sister Rabia Umar, and she was my guest in the studio last week. We're giving away a Taste from Heaven, Treasures from Asia, and a selection of exquisite delights. There's 3 recipe books. Now, the competition will go on as follows. The first 3 callers that shares, okay, I'm saying the first 3 callers that shares your cupcake disaster story with us can win yourself a recipe book. So the first 3 callers, okay, we're taking the first 3 callers that shares with us your cupcake disaster story. Have you ever had a cupcake disaster story? Tell us about all your cupcake flops. And we're giving away to the first 3 callers. Now all you have to do is dial 011-854-1548 and leave your name and your contact details with my engineer, Brother Osama, and we're going to be hearing your cupcake disaster stories, but not now, only after the break. And also coming to the cooking segment, as promised, it's all about cupcakes today. We're sharing with you baking cupcakes hints and tips to avoid when you're making your cupcakes. And we also have a collection of cupcake recipes, and we're sharing with you quick and easy cupcakes, bounty cakes, cinnabon cupcakes, and mini puffy cupcakes. So delicious cupcake recipes coming your way this Thursday morning, live from the studios of Renasia, Johannesburg, South Africa. Let's begin with the My Bus campaign and its tips on how to do grocery shopping on a budget. Well, set a budget before you go to the grocery store. I think that's quite important, Antiquary Chai. If you know what you need to buy, then set yourself on a budget. I need to spend so much of rent. Let me work around that budget. I think it's quite important.
Very, very important. It's so true. We all run a budget these days. Things have gone very, very expensive. So you have to have a budget.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also, I think also very importantly is make a shopping list before you go to the grocery store and stick to it.
Do not buy, and in today's times you can't even go and buy anything extravagant because you can't afford it. Things are gone so expensive.
You know, every time you go to the supermarket, if you're going this week, if you're going next week, you find your grocery list is always, it's much more.
Things are getting more and more expensive by the day.
Mm-hmm. Then also another tip is try not to go to the grocery store while hungry. You end up buying all unnecessary things because now you're hungry. You get tempted by all the lovely biscuits, by the chocolates, by all the different types of crisps and juices and cold drinks. Also, ignore the snacks at the checkout counter. You just end up buying them. Then also, don't buy the specials you didn't plan on purchasing in the first place. You know, sometimes we budgeted for that. Now we end up seeing, okay, there's a special there, so we end up buying that.
Yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
We get so tempted to do these things.
Then also, another tip is save your receipts and track your expenditures. Very importantly.
Yes, mm-hmm. You have to.
Also, make sure prices are accurate at the checkout counter. So what you buy, what you take from the shelf, make sure it is also ringed at the counter. Make sure you check your slips all the time.
You have to be very careful with that.
Then also, if you have coupons, budget coupons or something like that, discount coupons, make sure you use it up. because you can actually lose that discount.
Yes, because once
after
it expires, then they don't refund you your...
Also, another idea is to buy essential food items in bulk. I think if you buy in bulk, it actually works out cheaper and it saves time, it saves money as well.
Yes.
Because now if you're buying in bulk, you will get a discount for it if you're buying in bulk. And also the next time you're going to go buy for it, you have saved so many rands on that.
Yeah, but then again, it's important that you buy it and it mustn't have an expiry date.
The expiry date is very important, yes. Mm-hmm. Then also another great idea is to substitute expensive ingredients with cheaper ones within reason. That's also important. So, you found an excellent recipe and asked you to use 2 tablespoons of heavy cream. Is it really worth it to purchase a pint of heavy cream just for 2 tablespoons? Probably not.
No.
So, stick to that, what you're going to be using. Then also avoid fun-sized packages, pre-chopped vegetables, fruits, pre-seasoned meats, and all those things. Yes, I think we get tempted to buy all those things. So don't buy things in small packages, you know what I mean, or maybe not. So let me clarify it. I'm talking about snack-sized bags of crisps and biscuits and all
things
those
like
type
that.
Of things. Snacks. And it's so much more affordable to buy the family-sized packages and put food in your own Tupperware or Ziploc bags.
Yeah. That
is much cheaper, and I think it's much healthier as well
also.
Then another thing, I think we also, you know, we want to buy only certain type of brands. So don't limit yourself to only certain brands.
Yeah, you must shop and change and see where you can afford it, you know.
Like sometimes maybe some people might be fussy with your cleaning equipment. You might only stick to that certain brand. Which is fine, yes, because you're not getting value for money. You're not cleaning out properly. So you can maybe skimp on a few things like your food item brands as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then also, always have a well-stocked pantry and fridge. Well, it's always good to have a well-stocked pantry and fridge because now if you're going to be running short of something, you're going to go to the nearest store and you're going to end up paying more.
Yes.
So you're not going to be able to save, one though. And also, don't fret, practice makes perfect all the time. Yes.
Always.
And also, yes. So I think it's quite important to actually work around the budget when you're doing your grocery shopping. Because every time you go to the store, you find your receipt, the amount on your receipt, it always goes up more and more and more.
Yes.
And things are getting expensive.
Yes.
Well, let's go for a short break now. When we come back, it's competition time, and our lines will be open. Brother Osama is our engineer for today, and he will be taking your calls. The first 3 callers that shares your cupcake disaster stories can win yourself a lovely recipe book sponsored by Sister Rabia Umar. Stay tuned. Okay, you can call in now, 011-854-1548. Please, before you come on air, leave your name and number with our engineer and the first 3 callers. So our lines are open. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Well, 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 it's competition time, and Brother Osama has already got our first 3 callers online. Let's go to our first caller, and it's Umu Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, welcome to the program, and jazakallah for calling in.
Shukran.
Okay, tell us about your cupcake disaster story.
Okay. Well, needless to say, it was a disaster. We've just packed our pantry, and my daughter, instead of putting the salt in the salt container, she put it in the sugar container. The recipe required 1 cup of sugar. So I merrily poured in the cup of sugar, but it was salt.
Mm.
The cupcake came out beautifully, but once we took a bite into it, it was a real disaster.
Did it raise everything like a normal cupcake?
It rose everything like a normal cupcake. We wouldn't have known unless we tasted it. And lucky we tasted it before we sent it through to our family.
And did you decorate it?
Yes.
Very fancy, I'm sure.
Very fancy, and it was a pure disaster.
Oh my goodness me. But we can learn from that to actually label our containers.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Jazakallah for calling in. Jazakallah was sharing that lovely story with us. And I think we all can take lesson to label our containers. And Umi Shaheed, you are a winner of a recipe book. Please leave your contact details with the engineer.
Jazakallah.
And Jazakallah for calling in. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Well, Ajikarita, you can only learn from
this. Yes, so important you have to label your stuff.
Instead of the sugar going in, the salt went in. And you find that salt and caster sugar looks
very,
the same.
Very much alike, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take our second caller. It's Sister Anisa from Durban. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah.
Sister, share with us your cupcake disaster story.
I actually was gone out for the weekend, and my daughter decided to bake. And she followed the recipe, but not knowing that there must be little space. It must be full 3/4 cup.
Okay.
You know, and she overfilled it. The whole filling oozed out, and she messed the oven. And also now she learned. So she always says, now she's married with children, and she always says that she'll never forget this episode of hers with cupcakes.
Shame. And we can only learn from our mistakes.
Very, very true.
You know, Jazakallah for calling in and sharing that story with us, Sister Anisa. And you are a winner of a recipe book. Please leave your contact details with our engineer.
I will. Jazakallah khaira. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And let's go to our final corner, Sister Fahmida from Lens. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Okay, share with us your cupcake disaster story.
Last week I was going to visit my grandchildren, and I baked those cupcakes I've been forever. I've never used any other recipe, but despite putting spray and cook, everyone broke.
Oh.
The whole 2 trays broke. I couldn't even salvage it. It was so bad.
Sure. And you sprayed the spray and cook?
I put spray and cook, and I've used this recipe, I think, for over 40 years.
Sure. Must have been really upset.
I was, and it's never, it's a fail-proof recipe.
Oh, sure. Shame.
Shame. It was nothing fail-proof.
Yeah, it's true. But Jazakallah for sharing, Sister Fahmida. You are a winner of a recipe book, and you can leave your details with our engineer. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Well, that's where it is. Our competition is over, and we've got managed to take our first 3 callers. And she's the last caller.
Caller, what a disaster. I mean, for so many years she's been baking, and this is what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes it's just not your day, it's just not your.
That's what happens.
That's what normally happens, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, let's now go for a break again. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with you baking hints and tips to avoid when you're making cupcakes. And we also have got some lovely recipes, a collection of cupcake recipes. We've got quick and easy cupcakes, bounty cakes, Cinnabon cupcakes, and a mini perfect cupcake recipes coming up later on in the program. And you can WhatsApp us, also SMS us on 082-565-8648. Send us a tweet at Amara Radio Slam, or even follow me on Instagram at Amara_Mullah. Stay tuned. Well, our cooking segment theme today, it's all about cupcakes. Now, the cupcake evolved in the 19th century, and it was revolutionary because of the amount of time it saved in the kitchen. There was a shift from weighing out ingredients when baking to measuring out ingredients. According to the Food Timeline Web, food historians have yet to pinpoint exactly where the name of the cupcake originated. There are 2 theories. 1, the cakes were original, cooked in cups, and 2, the ingredients used to make the cupcakes were measured out by the cup. So they called it cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the beginning, cupcakes were sometimes called number cakes because they were easy to remember by the measurements of ingredients it took to create them. 1 cup of butter, 2 cups of sugar, 3 cups of flour, 4 eggs, 1 cup of milk, and 1 spoonful of soda. Clearly, cupcakes today have expanded to a wide variety of ingredients, measurements, shapes, and decorations. But this one was one of the first recipes for making what we know today as cupcakes. And cupcakes are convenient because they were cooked much quicker than larger cakes. When baking was done in hearth ovens, it would take a long time to bake a cake, and the final product would often be burnt. Muffin tins, also called jam pans, were popular around this turn of the 20th century, so people started creating cupcakes in tins. Now, since the creation, cupcakes have become a culture trend in the culinary world. They have spawned dozens of bakeries devoted entirely to them. While chocolate and vanilla remain classic favorites, fancy flavors such as raspberry, meringue, and espresso fudge can be found on menus. There are cookbooks, blogs, and magazines specifically dedicated to cupcakes, and so many of our ladies out there have actually earned a living by making cupcakes.
Yes, it's true. It is true.
And also cupcakes are the perfect dessert for every occasion. Swirled and sprinkled, dipped and drizzled, or otherwise whimsically decorated, cupcakes are the treats that make everyone smile. Cupcakes are the star attraction for special days, such as all the type of holidays and everyday goodies. No matter what the age of the recipients, these inspired creations will be such a hit you'll need to make enough for seconds, actually make that thirds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the first thing when we actually taught in the kitchen is how to make cupcakes. It's the first baking thing.
Because it's so easy.
It's so easy.
Gee, it is.
Mm-hmm. Even 10 and 12-year-old kids actually make cupcakes now. Mm. All right? And, Adigreja, share with us some baking tips and hints and tips to avoid when you're making cupcakes. I think that's quite important.
Okay, when making cupcakes at home in a small plate, you have to go through the trouble of baking many miniature-sized cakes. And then there's the work of frosting them too. We're not saying that cupcakes are the hardest dessert to bake. If you know your way around in the kitchen, you can probably whip up a batch in just a couple of hours. Not even hours, I think in minutes. But are the cupcakes you're baking as good as they can be? There are common baking mistakes that many of us make, taking the quality of our cupcakes down or two. Right? Then there's just a right, especially considering the work you're putting in, but just worry not, those mistakes are easy to file.
Mm-hmm. Then also, Aunt Greja, now, when you're making your cupcakes, like, take us through the ingredients. I'm not ingredients, the tips, what you should actually avoid.
Okay.
How do you make a perfect cupcake?
When you're making a cupcake, don't use cold ingredients. It's very important. Your ingredients must be at room temperature, especially your eggs.
Okay.
Because the minute you see it, it all has to be, then only it will come out nice. The minute you're making putting the egg in that is cold, you know, it kills the baking powder.
The baking.
And it doesn't rise nice enough to, you know, to make a beautiful cupcake.
So all your ingredients must be at room temperature.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We understand that you want cupcakes and you want them now. But if you want your cupcakes to come out good, we suggest you get some patience and let your ingredients such as eggs, milk and butter come to room temperature. Cold ingredients just don't combine as well as room temperatures once when mixing with dry ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are, you get it, it's so true.
Okay.
The second one, mm-hmm. you can read it out.
Okay. Then it's don't skimp on ingredients. And I think, you know, don't go on to, if they say for 4 eggs, don't put 3 eggs.
3 eggs.
If they say 3 cups flour, don't put 2 cups
yes.
flour. Don't do your own thing.
And then
stick to the recipe.
And then you'll say, now it flopped, but you didn't follow the ingredients properly.
Okay. Just like any other recipe, the taste of your ingredients count. I think that's most important.
Yes.
This means that, yes, you should spend the extra couple of dollars or even rands. And, you know, don't put now, if they're saying vanilla, don't put some other
essence.
Stick to it. You can put a bit of lemon essence as well.
Yes.
But now don't leave out vanilla and put another whole other different essence.
So it makes it completely
different. Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you the third point is don't overmix your batter.
I think we all have that habit.
Yes. Mixing cupcake batters is not a world of strength or speed. You should mix your batter on low speed until the ingredients are just incorporated. Seriously, an overmixed batter will crush the air bubbles and help make the cake light and fluffy.
And I think that's when you come in with your magic mix and your canned goods,
yes.
you know. You're not going to be over-mixing
no.
it as well. Use a good mix. Stop and then use your spatula to mix again and then mix it. But don't over-mix again.
No, you mustn't mix it over again.
Then I think a very important, don't eyeball the batter.
Now,
none of us want to deal with a mountain of dishes once you've made cupcakes, but don't let it inspire you to use an already dirty spoon to divvy up the batter. Use a cookie scoop, even though it's one more thing to clean, to equally measure the batter into your cupcake ladders. This will ensure evenly cooked cupcakes. Now, here you can use an ice cream scoop,
you know,
or even a ladle.
Works wonders. The scoop, the ice cream scoop really work wonders, and you get the exact amount in your cupcakes. So yes, it's all baked evenly.
Mm-hmm. You can dip it in a bit of water,
yes,
every time, and then just scoop it. It works wonders.
No, it does.
Then another important point, I think, maybe you can share with us.
Don't overfill the cupcake liners. That's the auntie that said it just now, that they overfill, then what happened? If you overfill the cupcake liners, the batter will spill out onto the muffin pans, and it bakes, making a mess. Be mindful of the fact that your cupcakes will rise. Check out the Wilton site for appropriate cupcake but better amounts for your specific muffin pan. Mm. So it's so important to not fill your cupcakes.
Would you say fill it up halfway or three-quarter way?
Depending how big is it, maybe half a way, then it will give a nice even rise.
Even, yes.
If you want it a little bit more full, you can do it three-quarter way, but I still say if you make it on half a way better, it works well.
Because if you're going to decorate it, put half. If you're not going to decorate, have it plain.
Then you can still put three-quarter.
So you get a nice, like, a round tub coming out.
Yes.
And also, you know, you get different sizes of cupcake pans.
Yes.
And some people actually, like the sister family that I said, she spray with spray and cook. Another one, I don't know, I have learned to actually grease my pans with a little bit of ghee and oil mixed together.
And you sprinkle a little of flour.
Flour, yes. And you put wax tape again. And over the wax tape, you ghee and oil mixed together. But it works wonders.
But life is so convenient these days. You get all the liners, so why must you sit and do all that?
Because
The cupcake holders.
Maybe I'm a bit of old-fashioned. Yes. I'll stick with that.
Okay.
But I can't get used. Okay, the liner, I'll use it for biscuits, but not for the cake. I think the cake, I'll go with my old-fashioned way of the wax paper.
Okay.
And I'm sure most of the listeners out there will still go for the old-fashioned way. So tell us, how do you actually grease your pans, and what age do you start actually making cupcakes? We'd love to hear from the listeners out there. 082-565-8648. You can SMS or WhatsApp. And then also, you can say, if you're using the cupcake
holders,
yes.
You must, you don't need to grease them. They don't need to be greased. They're so convenient and they come off so easily.
Now, what's also important, you must check the size of your cupcake pan and get the same size of your cupcake holders, those paper cupcakes.
Yes.
And some are 10, 11, 12. You get different sizes.
Gee.
And you get either like a deep cupcake
pan or a low one.
Or a low one.
Yes. So it's entirely up to you what you want to have.
Mm-hmm. And if you go into the bakery stores, even if you go into the China Mall, there's so many shops there that sell all the different types of cupcakes.
And beautiful ones.
Beautiful
such
ones.
Such lovely liners, you know.
Mm-hmm. Then also, importantly, Adkarija, I think is to preheat the oven. Tell us more about that one.
Okay. If you're baking and not yet on board with preheating, we're not sure that there's any hope for you. But we'll try anyway. You should always preheat your oven when baking. If you put cupcakes into a coal oven and expect them to come out fine, you probably still believe in the Easter Bunny too.
Okay. I think it's important to actually preheat your oven.
No, you must.
If you don't preheat your oven, you're not going to get a nice
cupcake. But anything for that matter, whether you're baking biscuits or you're baking a cake, you have to preheat
anything
your oven.
You have to preheat.
Yes. You can't just expect the oven to get hot immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to preheat it.
There's also another thing we're talking about ovens and creature is don't underestimate oven temperatures.
Okay. Ovens are finicky. And sometimes they say they want temperature when they aren't at all. You don't need to buy a new oven if this is the cause. Just get an oven thermometer so you can be sure of its internal temperature.
Then another thing is don't peek. And I think don't you always want to open the oven. Don't do that mistake.
You can see from
your oven.
Especially if you've got a light in.
Yes.
You can see exactly how nice it's rising or not. Do not open the oven. Don't peek. Once you've put the cupcakes in the oven, do not peek. Leave them to bake for roughly 12 minutes before opening the oven door and checking on them. Of course, if you have an oven with a window, stare at them. At all times. Just don't open that door. Opening the oven door releases heat, which messes with the baking time of the cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
So again, not allowed to open. For 12 minutes, you have to leave it closed.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you do with the burnt cupcakes? Well, just because you can scrape off the part of the cupcake that looks burnt, that does not mean your cupcake has been salvaged. A burnt cupcake has been cooked too long, meaning the cake is not only charred, but dry too. Know this rule: a cupcake is done baking when you can gently press the top with a finger and it springs back. That is your rule of thumb.
Yes.
When the cupcake is
done.
Mm-hmm. And like you said previously, don't open the oven door.
Don't open the oven door. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave the cupcakes in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
When you remove the cupcakes from the pan, from the oven, gently remove them from the muffin pan and place on a cooling rack after a couple of minutes. If you leave the cupcakes in the hot pan, they will continue to cook and dry out.
Mm. Because your pan is hot.
Your pan is hot.
To take it out
immediately and leave it to cool.
Okay, so when it comes to icing, right? When should you basically ice your cupcake?
It has to be nice and cold.
It has to be cold. Mm-hmm.
So don't skim. The frosting acts as a sealer for cupcakes, keeping them from drying out. As do the cupcake liners. Frost the entire exposed top of the cupcakes and your cupcakes will stay fresh longer.
And now in the heat also, you know, we've been having really hot days.
Yes.
So if you're making any cake, leave it in the fridge.
Yes.
It's got milk, it's going to go off.
It will go off very quickly.
And I think finally the last one at Greja is, don't forget to read the recipe.
That's the biggest mistake bakers make in the kitchen, is not reading the recipe all the way through before getting started. Take the time to read. It will certainly avoid simple oversights during the baking process.
Mm-hmm.
And it is true, you have to read your recipe before you start.
Okay.
So you know exactly what you're doing.
Okay, when a sister has actually sent, she says, anybody for cupcakes, fresh and hot? She used to cut a whole tray of cupcakes and she sent us a picture.
Okay.
Oh, and it looks so delicious, fresh, hot cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now let's go for a break. When we come back, we will be sharing with you a collection of cupcake recipes. Quick and easy cupcakes, bounty cakes, Cinnabon cupcakes, mini perfect cupcakes. So get your pens and papers or recipe books on hand to jot down these lovely recipes. Stay tuned. We've got a query here. This one says, whenever I bake cupcakes, the liners tend to separate from the cakes after it's baked. Can you please tell me why this happens?
I don't really know why it does that, because it shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't separate from the liner.
Okay, yeah, it shouldn't do that.
Yes, it's not supposed
to. Unless you... maybe she means it moves about.
Yeah, unless she's using a very small holder.
Mm-hmm. To separate from the cake.
It shouldn't do that.
So, okay, let's just go. Okay, let's start sharing with you the first recipe, Alikrija. That's a quick and easy recipe.
Okay.
Okay, this one says, Salams, I grease my cake tins the old-fashioned way.
Yes.
I think that's
you see,
way.
You still get people
you still
doing
get,
those.
Yes, yeah, okay. Okay, this one says, Master Travel, please advise, if a recipe asks for chili powder and you're already using the red ginger garlic masala, must you still add the chilies?
Well, depending on how strong you want your food, if you think you need to put the chili in, you must put it in, or else too, you cannot put it in.
Okay, and, okay, I'm not sure what is some of the toast type. Okay, let's go with our first recipe, quick and easy cupcakes.
Okay, for the quick and easy recipe, it's 3 eggs. I use extra large free range eggs, 125 grams of butter. You can use margarine, but I only use butter. 5 milliliters of vanilla essence, 3 quarter cups sugar, 3 quarter cup milk, 1.5 cups of flour, and 3 teaspoons baking powder. Now for the method, you mix all the ingredients except for the baking powder and you mix it on high speed for 6 minutes. Then you add your baking powder and beat for 1 minute. You fill your cupcakes and bake at 180 degrees Celsius till done. My oven is a thermofan, so it bakes for about 20 minutes.
Simple. This is a non-flop proof cupcake
recipe. Because you mix everything, but again, like I said, keep everything at room temperature.
Okay, so quick and easy cupcakes, ingredients are, it's 3 eggs, use extra large, free range would be preferable.
Yes.
Then 125 grams butter, you can use margarine, but it's preferable to use butter because the different taste.
The taste is different, but again, if you want to use margarine, you can use the stalk margarine.
The stalk one, yes.
It doesn't taste bad at all.
Okay.
Yes.
Then 5 ml vanilla essence, is about a teaspoon.
Yes.
Then 3/4 cup sugar. 3/4 cup milk, 1.5 cups flour, and 3 teaspoons baking powder. Now for the method, you add all ingredients except for the baking powder and mix on high speed for 6 minutes. Add baking powder and beat for 1 minute. Fill cupcake cases and bake at 180 degrees Celsius till done. And you can make it in a thermal fan oven, and it takes about 20 minutes to bake.
Yes.
Lovely.
And you must not all bake even. The thermal fan bakes very nice.
Very nice, yes. Yes. For the next recipe, it's bounty cakes.
Okay, for the bounty cakes, it's 125 grams of butter, 1/2 cup of caster sugar, 3 egg yolks, 1 teaspoon vanilla essence, 1 cup flour, 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 2 tablespoons cocoa powder, and 3/4 cups of milk. Then for the filling, you need the 3 egg whites, 1/2 cup of icing sugar, and 1.25 cup of coconut. Now for the method, you cream your butter and your sugar. You add your egg yolks and vanilla essence. You add your sifted dry ingredients and your milk. For the filling, you beat your egg whites until it's stiff. You fold in the coconut and icing sugar. Pour half a batter into a grease pan. Add the filling on top with the remaining batter. Bake at 180 degrees until done. Decorate as desired.
A very tasty different cupcake recipe.
You know how nice it is.
Mm.
Because you must know you're adding a little bit of the batter, then you add the filling, and then you add again a little bit of batter on top of it. So the coconut is in the middle.
Tasty, lovely,
yes.
For all the coconut lovers.
Yes.
It's called bounty cakes. We repeat the recipe. It's 125 grams of butter, 1/2 cup caster sugar, 3 egg yolks. Remember, 3 egg yolks. Then 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence, 1 cup flour. Then it's 1.5 teaspoons baking powder, 2 tablespoons cocoa, 3/4 cup milk. Now for the filling, you take 3 egg whites and 1/2 cup icing sugar and 1.25 cup coconut. You cream butter and sugar, add egg yolks and vanilla, add sifted dry ingredients and milk. For the filling, beat egg whites until stiff. Then you fold in your coconut and your icing sugar. Pour half the batter into a grease pan. Add filling and top of remaining batter. Bake at 180 degrees until done and decorate as desired.
Yes.
Lovely. Okay, let's go on to the cinnamon cupcakes.
For the cinnamon cupcakes, you need 125 grams of butter, 1 cup brown sugar, 3 eggs, 1 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, 1 cup plain yogurt, 1.5 cups of flour, and 1/2 cup of self-raising flour. Then for your filling, you need 1 cup of chopped pecans, 100 grams of dairy milk grated chocolate, 3/4 cup brown sugar, and 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. Then for your topping, you need 1/2 tub of cream cheese, 3/4 cup icing sugar, and 120 grams of butter. Now for the method, you beat your butter and sugar until light and fluffy. You add your eggs one at a time, then you add your yogurt and your dry ingredients. You fill the muffin tins quarter way with the batter, then you sprinkle the filling. Then you fill more batter and you sprinkle more of the filling. Bake at 180 degrees for about 20 minutes. Beat your topping ingredients until light. Spread onto the cakes, drizzle with chocolate syrup and sprinkle cinnamon over.
Mm,
it is a bit of a procedure, but it really comes out nice.
So we repeat the cinnamon cupcake recipe. It's 125 grams butter, 1 cup brown sugar, 3 eggs, a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, 1 cup plain yogurt, 1 1⁄2 cups flour, and 1⁄2 cup self-raising flour. Then for the filling, you take 1 cup chopped pecans, 100 grams grated Dairy Milk chocolate, 3/4 cup brown sugar, 2 teaspoons cinnamon. Then for the topping, it's 1/2 cup cream cheese, 3/4 cup icing sugar, and 120 grams butter. Now you beat your butter and sugar until light and fluffy, then you add your eggs one at a time, then add yogurt and dry ingredients. Fill muffin tins 1/4 way with batter, then sprinkle filling, then fill more batter and sprinkle more of the filling. Bake at 180 degrees for 20 minutes, then beat topping ingredients until light and spread onto cakes, drizzle chalk syrup, and sprinkled cinnamon over. It's a very filling and it's ideal in winter.
Yes, it is.
And the final recipe, it's a mini burfi cupcake.
Okay. For the mini burfi cupcakes, your burfi icing is you need 75 ml of butter, 1 cup icing sugar, 2/3 cups of cream, thick cream, plus minus 1/3 cup of water, 1 cup of clump powder, 1 1/2 teaspoons of ilachi powder, rose essence, 2 tablespoons of ground almonds, and 1/2 teaspoon of caramel essence. That's now for your icing. Now for the cake, you need 125 grams of butter, 2 eggs, 3/4 cups of sugar, 1 1/2 cups of flour, that's your self-raising flour, 1/4 cup soji, 1/4 cup coconut, 1/4 cup ground almonds, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 cup milk, caramel essence, and ilachi powder. Your method is you cream your butter and sugar, you add your eggs and milk, sip your dry ingredients, use a nozzle for your burfi icing and decorate it with 100,000 sweets, or as desired.
Oh, a rich recipe.
It is a rich recipe because it's basically like a burfi icing on top.
So the mini burfi cupcake recipe, we begin with the burfi icing. It's for the burfi icing, it's 75 ml of butter, 1 cup icing sugar, then 2/3 cups thick cream, that's a fresh cream.
Fresh cream, yes.
Okay. Plus minus 1/3 cup water, 1 cup clim, 1 1/2 teaspoons ilachi, rose essence, 2 tablespoons ground almonds, and 1/2 a teaspoon of caramel essence. Then for the cake, you will require 125 grams butter, 2 eggs, 3/4 cup sugar, 1 1/2 cups flour, that's your self-raising flour, 1/4 cup soji, that's your tasty wheat, 1/4 cup coconut, 1/4 cup ground almonds, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 cup milk, caramel essence, and a little bit of ilachi powder. You must just judge.
Yes, you can judge.
Okay. So you cream butter and sugar, you add eggs and milk, sift dry ingredients, use a nozzle for burfi icing and decorate with thousands sweets or as desired.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. And also, Auntie Kareja, okay, just a reminder to the winners, Umi Shahid, Sister Anissa from Durban, and Sister Shamila from Lens. The recipe books are here at the radio station. You can come and pick it up with Sister Faiza, has your recipe books. So Umi Shahid and Sister Femida, you are in Indonesia, so you can come and pick up your recipe books. It is with Sister Faiza. Sister Anissa from Durban, I will give you a call later and make an arrangement to get the book to you. Also, a quick question, Auntie Kareja. Does those toaster type cupcake makers work? You know, you get those toaster type cupcake makers.
Yes, yes.
Do they work?
I think they do work.
You get donuts, one, you
yes.
get those.
All different kinds, ne?
Okay. Then, a very quick question. A listener wants to know, how do you make the syrup for boer?
Okay. I have it here on. Let me just give it to you. sweet and I got a sweet and sour syrup for boar. You must mix 1 cup each of brown sugar, water, and apple cider vinegar, a pinch of hing, a tablespoon of the Kashmiri chili powder. You can use ordinary chili powder also, it's fine. 1 teaspoon salt and 1 star anise.
Okay, so you must take it's 1 cup brown sugar, 1 cup water.
Okay.
And apple cider vinegar?
1 cup also.
Also 1 cup, yes. Apple cider vinegar.
A pinch of hing.
It's a pinch, okay.
A tablespoon of, they actually say Kashmiri powder, but chili powder, but you can use your normal chili powder.
And you boil that.
And 1 teaspoon salt and 1 teaspoon of 1 star anise.
Okay.
And then it's not yet done. It's, you heat and mix until sugar dissolves. Then you add 250 grams of boar and 250 grams of figs that have been soaked overnight in cold water.
Mm-hmm.
You wash and you drain. Boil for 10 minutes on medium-high heat and then simmer on low heat for 10 minutes. You fry 1 teaspoon of mustard seeds, curry leaves, and dried chilies in 1 tablespoon of oil. You pour over the cooked boar and fig mixture. Once it's cooled, you place in a glass jar and store in the fridge.
Okay.
It's very nice. It's so tasty.
Maybe 1 week we can just do things like that.
Yes. Lemons and boar and things like that.
Nice.
China fruit achar. Things like that. Sweet and sour.
It'll be nice. Something different again.
Inshallah.
Well, this will come to the end of a lovely program. JazakAllah to those who actually called in, SMS, WhatsApp, and congrats to all the winners. Like I said, your books are here at the registration. You can come and pick them from Sister Faiza, and she will assist you. JazakAllah and the creature, inshallah, back with us next week, Thursday again. And this will be it for today. From Yamara, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.